Hey, thanks for dropping by to the Planners on Purpose podcast, created by Naomi Tucker, CMP. Now, this space is for the event planners to encourage and empower you so that you can fully live your life on purpose. So before we dig in, please take a moment to subscribe so you get future shows. Now, here she comes, your host, Naomi.
Well, hi there. This is Naomi Tucker with Planners on Purpose podcast. How is everyone doing today? I hope you're doing well, and I hope you're getting back into the swing of things. Meetings are coming back. It is the ultimate return of meetings, and I am very excited about that. Not only that, it keeps us busy, it keeps us moving forward, but then you get to see your friends again and see all the people that you do wonderful work with to put on amazing experiences. So very, very excited to see our industry returning. And I'm just excited to have you here for this episode. So this is the 50th episode of Planners on Purpose. And what does that mean? Well, that just means that 50 episodes in, we're still going strong. And I'm really excited about this episode because it is something special. It's not only the 50th episode of this podcast, but I am just excited to be able to hit this milestone and then also be able to just cheer on for 50 more. So I wanted to share with you a little something special. I know that I've talked about how important it is to have an accountability team that helps you, that pushes you, that encourages you, that is there for you when you're just having a crappy week. And I have a wonderful accountability team, and I wanted you to just hear about how we got started, hear about some of our struggles and our things that we had that were wins. And I have that in this episode. Well, two of my dear friends who are now a part of my accountability team got together, and we really just chatted about what it takes to keep moving forward. And sometimes you need that. Sometimes you need that team, whether it's a team, whether it's a coach, to just help make sure that you're staying on task and make sure that you're doing the things that you want to do. And it's not about them pushing you to kind of do that next thing. You want to be encouraged. You want to be motivated and inspired by an accountability team or by a coach, because my friend, it's always your dreams, your aspirations that you are looking to grasp. So really, your team or your coach is just there to just help you realize things that you want in your life. So I'm really excited for you to hear this. I want to keep this short because it is a little bit of a longer episode, but definitely let me know what you think about it, and I look forward to just sharing with you this special episode where you are being introduced to Kathy Vandenhoevel, and then you're also being introduced to Amy Linsmeyer. So there you go. I'm excited about this. I hope you're excited about it too, and I look forward to seeing you at the next one.
You all know me as Kathy, and I have the Caregiver Cup community. My passion is helping busy working women who are caregiving try to reduce, or like Amy would coach me this week, release their stress and overwhelm so that they can find joy in their journey and really seeing the importance of filling their cup first. And I have a small little community of amazing, wonderful women that are that I'm working with in a private Facebook group. I have a podcast called the Caregiver Cup Podcast. I am like 32 episodes strong at the time of this recording. And I feel like I finally found my my jam. And so I'm working on creating a digital course so that women can go ahead and gather as much nuggets and knowledge as possible to go ahead and help them in this tough time. I've been working at my corporate job as a senior onboarding consultant professional for a Fortune, and I want to say a Fortune 50 company. It's going to be smaller than, it's going to be better than that in about a year, but I've been working that job for 30 years. And I am just really excited to see what the next year holds because I want to retire from that job. Putting it all out there, you guys, putting it all out there so that I can run my business solely and help more amazing women. So that's my goal. I am Grandma Kathy to two wonderful, beautiful, creative grand girls and a grand boy coming in July. I have three sons, married to my spouse, and I'm a caregiver four times. My dad, who lost his battle to pancreatic cancer, my husband, who is battling two forms of cancer, and my mom now with lung cancer. So I not only talk the talk, I walk the talk. And so that's where I'm at. So
I'm Amy. I am a life coach and a personal growth mentor. And I basically help women who have had enough build the beliefs and practices that they need to live an empowered life that they love. And I've been doing it. I think my first client was in May, so shortly after we all connected. So you guys have seen me go from like not knowing what the heck I'm doing to having, you know, parted ways with my first client now. So, I mean, I've had more than one, but you know what I'm saying. So like there's already a journey already in this little bit of time. So I have a podcast, thanks to you two for encouraging me and like watching you guys like have the confidence to show up in the ways that you did and believing in myself that I could do something similar that was like I felt more connected to. So now I have a podcast and I have a personal growth community. So it's been a ride. And I also work for transportation logistics by day. I have four kids, a really good man that I love, two guinea pigs, two turtles, a dog, and a cat.
I'm Naomi Tucker, and I'm the founder of Planners on Purpose. I'm also a business strategist and life coach. And I really empower event professionals to really drop the stress and to really lead a life they love. And I do that through tools, strategies, and courses. I also have a community as well of purpose chasers. In addition to that, I do have a podcast, which is Planners on Purpose podcast. So I've been in the industry with the event planning world for over 25 years, and I just really enjoy empowering and helping event professionals to do what they love, but do it in a way that doesn't stress or burn them out. So I'm also a mother of three beautiful girls, and a wife, and wear many hats like everyone else. So yeah, that's a little bit about me.
You do. And I am so excited that we're doing this today, you guys, because I think that it gives us an opportunity to reflect on how we all started out on this Thursday chat group, our little, like our trio club or whatever we want to do. So I remember us meeting in online, wasn't it through B School?
Yeah. Yep, Amy Porterfield's B School bonus group.
Yeah.
To be specific. And I think it's been a year almost to the date.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had to find accountability partners, right? And I don't know how, did I reach out to you, Amy?
No, you put a post.
I put a post out there. Mm-hmm. Okay. I put a post out there and we found out that we connected somehow, right? Naomi,
yeah, was really wild.
Yeah. Naomi, you and I worked together at one point. Well, not yes. directly. We worked in the same company. So I kind of knew Naomi. And Amy, I had no idea who you were, but I stalked you.
Yeah, I know that you and Amy probably connected first, perhaps somewhere else. But I saw you in the community, the Facebook community on B-School. And I was like, oh, my gosh, it's Kathy from, you know, our previous position. So reached out to you then.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. So I talked to Kathy after you had committed to the accountability group. And I had noticed when I looked at her on her Facebook profile, we had a mutual friend, my friend Jessica. And I was like, that's a small world. That's crazy. I don't even live in Green Bay anymore. So, and then I found out you worked with her. And I was like, well, this is a sign.
It is a sign. And then we just said, okay, let's start connecting on Thursdays, right? And we just started connecting. And we all had our own little dreams and ideas. And I think, Naomi, you were the one that was like our experienced person, right?
Well, initially, yes. But it's been interesting over the course of the group. We've all been able to just really lend our expertise in different areas. We've all experienced things at different time frames. So it's been really great to see us all grow and, you know, just really pitch in and help each other and learn from each other. It's been amazing.
Yeah. By the way, girls, what are we drinking? Usually Amy has a wine. No, what do you got today?
I think it's wine, but I'm double fisting and I have coffee and sparkling water. Pellegrini has been like off the shelves for months. So I've been having to. Okay. Drink this. That's what I got in my cup. What about you?
I just have water today. So yeah, just rolling with the water, trying to keep this pretty straight.
Okay. Yeah, I'm always with my coffee. So very seldom do I, one of these days I'll have to branch out and really show you my true colors. But I thought
soon, Kathy, when you get closer to that retirement,
we'll have the champagne. You
know, cocktails and confetti.
Well, the question that I had for you ladies, I know that this has been a really just interesting year with us. When we first started this journey, many of us had already had things going, but it was really like we committed, right? We committed to this journey. And there were some ups and downs. We did this all kind of in the middle of the pandemic. So I really want to know, what is the hardest thing for you as a solopreneur in your first few years of business? What has been the hardest thing for you? So, and I guess I'll go ahead and go to Amy first with that.
I was thinking about this and it's patience. I've had a really hard time being patient, like expecting things to happen before it's ready to happen and getting myself upset because I'm setting my hopes and my expectations are like way up here and I'm forgetting that there's a whole process. And so like the mindset around all of that. So working on patience, it's been hard.
So true.
What about you, Kathy? Patience is definitely, I would second that.
I would third that. Yeah. I think I'll add to that, Amy, because I put so much pressure on myself to create goals and to create milestones. And then when I didn't breach those, I would get really down on myself and hard on myself and want to blame myself instead of pushing it. I should just let it happen. Mm. And what I've learned now is to just, it has to happen gradually. You can't expect if we were opening a storefront, a store, you know, in a pandemic, we're not going to be able to bring in the clients. And that's what we were doing in 2020. We wrote this all out. And we're trying to go ahead and maneuver through all of this in the midst of all of the chaos going on in the world. So I agree. That's, I think, patience and for me, pressures and not letting it happen naturally.
Yeah, those are really good, guys. I don't know how I can add on to that. So you said patience, you said pressures, and I totally agree with both of those. I guess if I were to have to add, I would just have to say consistency, right? And the only reason why I say that is because to really keep pushing forward is you just have to be consistent in everything you do, even when nobody is listening, even when there are no followers coming. You just really have to believe in what you are there to do and how you want to serve and keep on serving no matter if anyone, no one's listening. And I think for me, that's probably been the hardest thing, is just staying consistent and just keeping on point. And I always like to say just sticking to the script. So it definitely is a journey, but it's great to come here every Thursday and to have you ladies to just encourage me and motivate me and pat my back and, you know, wipe away tears. It's been pretty, pretty amazing to have an accountability team like this as I'm going through it.
Yeah. And I think that's what helped me along the way too, is to be able to come in the good days and the bad days and the ugly days and the crazy days and being able to say, here's where I'm at. And the three of us, I don't know, it just magically happened. And we don't judge, we offer support, we listen. Sometimes our messengers are just lighting up every day. Sometimes we're quiet and then we check in with each other. So it's amazing.
I feel like I talk to the two of you more than I talk to my closest friends.
Me too.
Because here's what I have learned in this process is, okay, so being like who I am and how personal growth is so much a part of my purpose and like my life mission, I never expected Billy, I didn't draw the connection until after we were in it of how much personal growth would be happening while I was building the business. It like puts you to the test. And so having the two of you as a support system is honestly I feel like it's had such an impact on why I'm able to continue to stay the course.
Me too.
Because it's not easy.
Me too.
There's been many times I think we've all like been like, what are we even doing? That's normal. So Naomi, it's so funny how you answered your question, because you answered my question. Well, you answered it. So the question that I have for the two of you is, how do you stay consistent and stay the course when there's so much happening around you, so much noise and so many different directions to go in? So how have you been able to manage that?
I guess I'll go first. Like I mentioned, this group has been amazing for that. I feel like, you know, if one of us perhaps, you know, maybe wasn't able to get certain things done, or we were, you know, not as consistent, just hearing, right, what everyone else is doing lights a little fire underneath you. And that just helps keep pushing you forward. And then just the tools that we have available, we all connected through B-School, so we got tools there. But being able to have some type of a calendar system to say, here is where I want to go. Here's my strategy. Here's what I'm looking to do for the month or for the year. And that's just been able to help me to just say, okay, I need to get this out. If I'm going to get to point, you know, D, I need to go through A, B, C, and, you know, A, B, and C. So that's been one of the things that have been able to help me. But there have been some times where I'm just like, oh my gosh, don't even know if I can do this anymore. And I would have to say that this group has been really awesome for that.
And just so you all know, when she had those moments, she did follow through. So
yeah.
Inspiration to both Kathy and I.
Well, and I think the entrepreneur journey is like a Richter scale or a roller coaster, because there's days where one of us is going to come in and we're going to be like, yes, I'm having such a good day. And then the other person is like, oh, I'm so dumb. This sucks so bad.
Yeah, I don't have anything to say.
You know, and like you had said, Naomi, it lights you on fire to see somebody's at a high, but then it also gets you to face reality that next week I'm going to probably be the low. And so we're all going to be in different journeys, you know, at different times, depending on our situations. It is. And I think there's something good about being able to come into this group and to be authentic and honest and just laid on the line to say, I'm overwhelmed. I don't know what to do. What do you think? And it helps for us to be able to do that with each other. Because sometimes our significant others and our family and our friends, they have no idea really what we do. You know, they do, but they really don't. Right. They don't.
And do they even care? Like they care because yeah, they love us. But.
Right. So that's true.
Yeah, it really helps to be vulnerable with each other. And I feel like that comes by just meeting consistently and just opening up to each other. And, you know, I feel like with each of our communities, that's something that we like to give to each of our communities. It's just being there for those that really have had enough, those caregivers that really are kind of in the mud right now, or those event planners that are truly burnt out, stressed out, or need a personal career, you know, kind of boost, like just being there for them through that journey, because it's not easy. It's easy to put the goal down there, but it's not that easy to walk the walk and to get to where you need to be. So yeah, we're doing it, ladies.
I'm so excited to continue to see where we're going to grow. And have you been in accountability groups before? Because I was in one and it didn't last very long. We just didn't have the dynamics.
I tried one and it was awkward. Not that there's anything wrong with the one I was in. It just wasn't, it felt like, you have to impress, like you want to come with your makeup on, you know what I mean? And I have makeup on right now because we're recording this and I don't get to get, I don't get fancy all the time. So right now,
and I was second
there.
I wasn't going to say anything, but Kathy, you outed her. So there you go.
Life is never the same unless we see your pink bathrobe. So
you know what's so beautiful about it though, and it just came to me just now, is the fact that we were able to do this together and be ourselves, be vulnerable, be authentically who we are. We've been able to do that in our business too.
And we know when we know enough about each other to know what each other is doing and feeling and where we can offer support usually. Yeah. But my question is on filling your cup first, because that's all about my podcast and my community, but self-care. This for me is a form of my self-care, but we know as entrepreneurs trying to work our business, trying to raise our family and trying to keep it all together, it's extremely hard. For my listeners, what tip would you have for my listeners on trying to go ahead and put yourself first? What do you do, or what tip could you give them to go ahead and make sure they're not forgetting that piece?
I'll go first since Naomi didn't. Here's what I'm going to say. This is my advice because it is something that I coach on. I talk about my self-care is super important to me, but it's also something I sometimes wobble at and pay attention. That's my best tip, is have some type of process of self-evaluation in place. Pay attention to your cues and your body. So like really learn how to recognize the cues your body gives you and talk to other people about what those are. So your friends, your family, so that they can recognize them when you can't, because when we're in it, it's like a bad relationship. Like when you're in a terrible relationship and you're being mistreated, you're just like oblivious of it until you're no longer in that relationship. And I think so, like needing to go to your self-care plan is the same way.
I, to add on what Amy was saying, I think definitely a self-care plan is important. With with my community, I also talk about burnout and I talk about stress and how to get by. And I would just say to each week, it kind of comes down to that little maintenance that you have to do with yourself. When you think about your car, you have to take it for oil changes. You need to get your car washed. And if you don't do it, it can cause like really massive, you know, failure, and it can be costly. So I would just say every week, just take that time for yourself, whether it's 30 minutes, whether it's, you know, an hour, or whether you need more than that, you need a whole day of the week, whatever it is, just take that time and do something that just makes you happy. And if you need to have someone else do certain things for you to take that time, go ahead and do that. You're super important, because if you don't fill your cup, you're not able to overflow to others, and you don't want to be leaking out the bottom and out of a cracked cup. So you don't want to be leaky. You want to overflow with abundance, overflow with help for everyone. And I feel like that's what I would tell everyone about getting past those things.
Okay. I have a very important question.
Okay.
What is your best advice for somebody who's going after a big dream or going after a really big goal, like, you know, starting their own business or running a marathon or whatever it might be, who's never done it before, based on your experience in the last year?
Oh my God, that's a tough one. I would have to say, first of all, I have like three things that I would like to say, because I've ran half marathons, so I feel like I'm there. Have you ever gotten that weird feeling like you dreamt this before? I feel like I've dreamt this moment before. So I think that you have to go ahead and look at your commitment first and really look at, you know, what you currently are doing and what that new commitment and passion and pursuit would look like. And then after you do that, I think it's a plan. And then I think it's a support or help. I don't know, Amy. I'm struggling with this one.
Loaded question.
It was. Naomi, you fill in some blanks and then I might come back and kind of add to it, because I have to process this.
So, I mean, I think sometimes our heart wants to do something that it's really awesome. It's really ambitious and we're just all excited about it. I feel like it's really important to, you know, take a breath. It's very exciting stuff, but then let's check in with like your mind, and let's check in with like your spirit, your soul. Let's make sure that everything's in alignment before we make any drastic moves, like quit our jobs or, you know, take money out of our 401k, you know, things like that. So I feel like, you know, that's awesome that you have that ambitious thing that you want to do, but check in with your mind, check in with, you know, body, spirit, whatever, and just really spend some alone time and say, okay, is this really what I want to do? Is it really good for me? How is it going to help everybody else? You know, how am I going to serve from this? And then maybe make a choice from there. I do believe there are some situations where you can just launch into something and take that risk and, you know, don't look back. But I think that everything needs to be aligned before you take that risk. So,
and I have more to add to it, because I think there are phases, like the honeymoon stage of when you're going out and you want to pursue your passions and goals and everything's going really good and you're committed and everything's super rosy and beautiful. And then it gets hard. And then it gets unbelievably hard. And how do you respond to that? And what are patterns that you've done in the past? Have you just given up and quit? Have you totally stressed and now can't handle it? Because I think reality is, in the entrepreneur world of running your own business, you are going to hit bottom.
Yeah. I'm going to say one thing too, or maybe I'll say more because I'm a yapper. My best advice is if it's something that you are aligned to and you feel like it's like that's your move and you're calling that shot, is that you talk about it all the time. You talk about it, you be that. So that is what has personally helped me is, I'm picking up words over here. Like the little coach in me is like, we're not trying to be anything. We are entrepreneurs. Like we are doing it. Like this is who we are. And so just like really stepping into that, that person that you're becoming or that dream that you're fulfilling and like believing it and speaking it over you. Like, I'm just like,
yeah, I just did a podcast on that last week. I did, or this past Tuesday, your personal brand, your new personal brand. Yeah. It just hit home.
Cool. For me, like the more I talk about what I do and the more I talk about like, say that I'm a life coach and this is what I do, like it's normal, the more confident I become in it. And it's like I'm manifesting it. I'm calling it in. And so that's my best advice. If you feel like what you want to do and you can is like quit your job and sell all your belongings and take a year off and hike. Somebody just did this and they like literally hiked across the whole country. This, like a couple did this, and that has to be so hard to like prepare for. Like you can't just be like wishy-washy about it. You have to be like, yeah, I'm like selling all my shit and I'm going to go walk across the country. Like just be it.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Unbelievable. And it's really fun to watch because it's fun to watch you two ladies pursuing your goals and passions and seeing where you started when we first met to seeing where we are. It's fun to see us three as a group to see where we started to where we are. I mean, simple things like, you know, Amy, your office background wasn't that way when we first met. You didn't have that same chair. Naomi now has a new fancy background. You know, and she's on Clubhouse now that, you know, it's like, it just totally amazes us. Amazes me to see where we've come as a group. Do you guys have any closing thoughts that you want to quit before we hit the or stop the record button that you don't want us to miss out on?
I would like to just say to anybody who can hear us, like anybody who's tuning in, is that it's so important that you find your community, and your community can be made up of all different types of people that have all different types of roles, but your life can be so much bettered in the quality of it. And you'll just feel better in whatever circumstance that you are in if you surround yourself with the people that you actually want to be inspired by. And just like, I don't know, like yeah. Just find your people.
Yes. And you'll know it. You'll know it and you'll feel it. And, you know, this may never happen again in our lifetimes. We may not ever find a trio like this ever again, but I'm grateful that we have it. Naomi, what about you?
Oh, I just to echo what everyone's saying. I'm just, you know, accountability groups are very huge. They're very crucial to your progress. And I would just say, just like we talked about, some of the challenges with entrepreneurship is like being patient and staying consistent, right? And having to go through all those pressures. The same is going to happen with those accountability groups too. You're going to have to be consistent. If you say that Thursdays at 7 o'clock is the time that you're supposed to meet, show up, be there, because your accountability team is looking for you to be there. And you need to be there because there's something for you in that experience. Now, you know, here and there, you know, perhaps you have to cancel, but I'm just saying for the most part, stay true to that group. Because that's where the journey is. And then that's also where the reward is too. So I just can't preach enough about it. I just think that everyone should go ahead and get that accountability group. And it's just going to be amazing for your personal and your business success.
So there you have it. A wonderful episode and a really nice way to celebrate 50, just looking back to see where we started and where we're going and how things happen when you're just starting something anew. So I Really hope this episode gave you some inspiration and possibly even has motivated you to get an accountability team or just perhaps say, hey, I need someone to help motivate me, inspire me, and encourage me to do the things that I set out to do. And if that's so, I would love to be there for you on that journey. Definitely go to the link in the description and we can get started. Otherwise, have a wonderful rest of your week and we will see you on the next episode.
Well, that wraps it up for this episode. If you enjoyed the conversation, hit the like button and tell us how much you enjoyed the show by leaving a message in the comments. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.